for GFW. How are you today? Can't complain, it's finally Friday. It is a beautiful. It ain't too hot, you know what I mean? A little bit of a breeze, it should be a nice weekend. Weather earlier, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. Out and about up in Brevard. After that, I know I'm a little scratchy, but that's the best I can do right now where I'm at. Oh, no worries. I'm just making sure that's where you were and it wasn't something with my radio. It's clearing up here shortly. That's not there. Come on in.
Yeah.
You.
How are y'all doing, I see?
Yep, almost to the home front on a Friday. You can't beat that.
Great, heading back to the house right now. And Andrew, did you get my text message this morning?
I think that's the exact model set for the one I currently use as a BMC, but that is exactly what I have.
Figured that would work out pretty good for your little situation with the work vehicle there. You could run your handheld in it, and maybe the little Wushan that I got up here with 10 watts.
I'm going to eventually get it figured out. That way I'm not so scratchy all the time, because I'm sure it's pretty horrible for y'all.
Yeah, and that's all that counts, right?
The way I figure it, anyway.
Got to figure out what somebody says.
Yeah, that one.
If you want to meet up one day next week, I'll bring this little radio with me. It's a handheld. But it runs 10 watts, and it may pick up pretty good down there with that antenna set up.
Give it a shot. I'm supposed to get my other antenna in Sunday. It's a little MFJ mag mount. It's supposed to be really small as far as the mag mount.
Let me know what you want to do. I'm game either way.
But this other one's supposed to be able to handle 50 watts, so I might put it in that test.
Be good at getting rid of those little peaks and valleys you're having problems with.
Look, I hate waiting to get to the top of a hill to talk or key up.
Hey, Ken, can you text me Ed's phone number?
Problems, so give me a minute.
Stuff in Mom's stuff today that he may enjoy. Everybody got planned for the weekend.
Finished my wife's Adirondack chair that I started last weekend.
Made the missus happy.
It's her other one. It finally wore out after about 5 6 years. I think it's about 5 years, maybe.
Do the info, see if you got it.
Set, I've got it.
It's kind of a long red light. White Hampton just sucks at this time of day. KN4TFW.
Much better for Andrew out on 85, and yeah, I'm glad I'm not down there on Wade Hampton on Fridays.
Oh, they hit traffic at the right time. Like, right now, it's not that bad, but 5 o'clock. See if we had any good contests going on this weekend?
I didn't look while I was at work. I don't have any internet service on my phone at work, so I'd wait till I get to the house.
Get home, see if there's anything good going on. Get on the radio and play a little bit this weekend.
The afternoon, Mama's got to work in the afternoon, and that, but I gotta definitely cut grass this weekend.
Busy weekend plan myself. We've been having a yard sale, trying to get rid of some of Mom's stuff out of the house. And so I'll be doing that all day tomorrow. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sure it's going to be busy tomorrow.
Time of year, supposed to be nice this weekend. I bet they'll be out in droves.
Busy this week, or today. I mean, they're swarmed in there at times.
Held out there, you talk on them in between the customers.
And held out there today, and it never picked up anything. If I'm going to listen, I have to put the mobile on crossband repeat, and it's struggles to get in and hear the repeater.
Taller antenna.
Maybe one day. But I got a mountain between me and Caesar's Head, Rich Mountains there in the way.
About 200 feet.
Get that high.
I might do that when I get my house going on my property, but I'm not going to put one up there, 200 foot anyway.
Thank you much to get 200 feet high. That'll be an adventure.
No, it really won't. I forgot. I got a buddy of mine that he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to run fiber optic cable and cable for phones. He'll be happy to climb them. He's put several radio towers and TV towers up.
If I can find a place around here that actually did them, I would probably end up doing it. If I didn't think the cost was too steep, but I know it's fairly high for put a tower up.
Drew, if you wanted one, there is one for sale on Facebook Marketplace down in Georgia. Wanting 300 or 400 bucks for a tower.
Myself put it up, though. I'd be wanting to cut corners and do it quick.
Dude, like Russell did, he got a telephone pole and put him one up on top of it.
To the house, I'll say 73, and I'll try to catch you guys on the weekend on the radio. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. KN4TFW.
Good weekend, 73 to you.
Weekend again. Hope we'll holler at you on the radio this weekend. If not, Monday morning, 73, KO4CM.
Saying, Andrew, is he'll be glad to help us put them up. So if you ever decide to do that, let me know. I talked to him today. But...
do it. That's about the only way I can get high enough. Trees around my house, probably maybe 40 foot.
Was telling you about number 25. It's 30 foot tall tower and with a hazer unit. He's needing it moved. So if you're interested in it, he's asking $400 for it.
That ain't bad at all. Getting it up here will be a pain in the butt, but that's not a bad price.
Provided myself, just getting it and then waiting until I get my property or a house going over there on the property. And then putting it up there.
Antennas are either strung in the trees attached to the house, or I got a couple of the galvanized poles from the fence toppers that I use.
I'm using on 2 meter right now is in an old satellite dish mount up on the top of the roof, so that's what I'm using.
I doing something like that myself before I ended up with the current one that I have. About three of those galvanized poles stacked on top of each other, and I've got my, I think it's a diamond or a cup, about an 8 foot antenna mounted on top of that.
Sent me a K2RCL. He sent me a picture of what he done, and he took an old telephone pole, put it in the ground, and put one up on top of it. He's up 30, 40 feet there, I'm sure, close to that.
You know, I don't think those telephone poles are that expensive.
So, and I mean, that's a fairly easy way to put a tower up. Andrew, I'm going to say 7-3. I've destinated here at the house, so you be careful out there. Good talking to you, and if I can help you anyway, let me know. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, please.